good tov. So today, in honor of the upcoming holy days, we're gonna shirulo sicholo sichol b'chol niflotav. We're gonna say some of the doling stories about Hashem Himself, in light of the Six Day War, in light of Yom Yerushalayim. So just one of the many miracle stories. And really, like, there's endless amounts. It's an incredible book that came out. You guys can check it out for yourself. All, like, short and go through day by day many of the miracles which are happening in the Six-Day War. When people ask me, do you believe in God? I usually start talking to them about the Six-Day War. It's really, like, the first place. I think the Hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Six-Day War was amazing and just, like, absolutely incredible. So, on June 5th, 1967, the Israeli Air Force sent almost all of their fighter planes, 200 planes, to knock out the Egyptian Air Force, which the Egyptian were much, much stronger planes, and they had an amazing anti-aircraft system. And so this was a very, very risky move. There was almost no airplanes left in Israel to protect itself. If this would have gone wrong, which it probably should have, according to any military expert, Israel was doomed. But nonetheless, Operation Moked was launched, and incredibly, the planes all flew perfectly, and the Jordanians and the Egyptians did not notice somehow, and the Egyptian, almost half the air force was wiped out. In basically 6 hours, the Israelis won the war, effectively, because they had an air force and the Egyptians did not. And then incredibly, they went back again afterwards after they didn't have the element of surprising. The Egyptians knew that they were coming, and the Israelis risked their lives. And once again, at 9:45, they wiped out almost all of the remaining air force, and there was very few Israeli casualties. Miraculously, there's no other way to explain it. So in terms of the details, There's two or three miracles stories which happened simultaneously at 7:30 a.m. to allow that miracle to occur. So one thing that happened is that the Jordanians actually picked up. They saw a million little dots coming to the Israeli coming through the air, and they radioed in. They had expected the Israelis were going to launch. They radioed into the Egyptians. That there's the code word, which was anab, or anab, grapes. But that morning at midnight, the Egyptians had changed the code word, and somehow there was a glitch. The Jordanians didn't know about that. So the Egyptians just kept hearing anab, but they didn't know what it meant. So they just turned off the radio, because the Jordanians were just, you know, doing nonsense. That was miracle number one. Miracle number two, there was always a force that would go out from 4:30 to 8:30 in the morning to see if the Israelis would be, you know, fighting or sending planes, because they had expected it. But for some reason, that morning, everyone all the Egyptian commanders had woken up late that morning. What happened? The night before, the Egyptians called in all of their main fighters in the Air Force, and they had a party to raise their morale with belly dancers and good food and good drink. And so they all woke up late that morning, and they just missed the 7:30 flight. And finally, the many of the high commanders in the Iraqi and the Egyptian Air Force just that day decided to take a little flight to oversee what was happening. So because of that, they turned off all of the anti-aircraft, and they said that nobody can order unless the head commander gives it the okay, because there are VIPs in the air. And so when the Egyptians saw the Israeli planes coming, they couldn't order, they couldn't shoot, because they didn't have the okay from their head commanders, who were on their luxury flight. So obviously we know that these aren't just coincidences. This is mamash the Yad Hashem revealing himself in our generation. So Bezrat Hashem, we should mamash appreciate on Yom Yerushalayim, we should celebrate the most amazing miracles that maybe in modern world history that we were privy, and Bezrat Hashem, we should dance and sing together in Yom Yerushalayim.